best way to listen to a good story is when you're in a state of motion, when you're going somewhere. You're on a road trip. Perhaps you need something other than that caffeine rush to keep you going on your journey. Or maybe it's just after you've had a nice dinner with your loved one, after a day of rolling down scenic country byways. You realize that it's a long way from home, and the roads are not especially well lit. Narrow but smooth paved paths snake their way through dark, thick, and fragrant woods. It has started to rain. Perfect. The perfect time to listen to a story, no?
Hey, honey. See if we can get that AM station. You know, the one that plays those spooky old radio shows.
Oh, yeah. I love those. Perfect for right now with the rain coming down while we're driving.
Perfect with the roads so dark and eerie.
Let me see.
It's almost 11 p.m. I bet there's one starting now. Hurry, I want to hear it from the beginning.
I think it's this one.
Good evening, fellow travelers. I am the Moonlight Rider. Where are we going tonight? Well, I'm not entirely sure myself. All I know is that we'll be going there together.
Yeah, it almost sounds like...
Shh!
Listen to those rivulets of rain pelting against the windshield of your car. The bold yellow lines drawn on the asphalt smearing past you in peculiar procession. Wait! What's that? What was that that darted across the road? It went by too quickly, too dark to tell. Didn't look like a person, did it? Or an animal? Not any animal I've seen or heard of.
Oh man, that was freaky.
What on earth was that?
I think we should take a different route. Let's get off at the next exit, why don't we?
He actually just read my mind.
You are low on gas, actually.
Exit 16. Perfect. Excellent.
Whoa, we just got off on it.
Exit 16.
Which brings us to tonight's tale of the odd and uncanny. The mystery exit.
Mystery exit?
What's happening?
Anyone who knows these old roads as well as I do knows. You just don't get off on exit 16.
What's happening?
Get off on any exit you like on this road, but never, not ever, on exit 16. For that's the exit that takes you to...
This is Fireside Mystery Theater. Welcome, friends. It's good to be back. While you sweated and seared in the summer sun, we remained frozen in a state of suspended animation, awaiting your return ever so longingly. But now that we are reunited with the first chill of the season, we are fully prepared to create many more chills. Just... for you. Did you go anywhere interesting this summer? Have a chance to get away from it all? This evening, we're taking our show on the road. The road to nowhere. to the end of the Lost Highway, where the wheels hit the gravel and plummet into the unknown. So are you comfortable? Seatbelts properly fastened. Excellent. Those of you listening at home, have you dimmed the lights out yet? In fact, why don't you turn them out altogether and let the flickering flames of the fireside whisper in your ear with our first tale of twisted transport we call On My Honor. Oh, smell that, ladies.
Fresh air. Why are we here again? I'm going to need to do at least an hour of yoga to recover from that 7-hour drive. My back is in knots from being stuffed in the back seat with Celeste.
It wasn't a treat for me either, Blair. You're the one who brought enough luggage for a month-long safari instead of a weekend camping trip.
So let's stretch out. The creek is right down that path. Wouldn't it be so zen to do a little yoga in the heart of nature?
Well, that's a great idea. But if we could postpone a full yoga session until after we set up camp, that would be great. The sun is going to set in about an hour, so we need to hustle if we're going to get everything set up before we lose light.
Oh, sure. I'll supervise.
Blair, your VP title doesn't hold any weight out here. Now help us unpack all this crap.
Why couldn't we have rented an RV or something? This place has absolutely zero amenities.
It was you who said you missed the simple days when we were in Girl Scouts sitting around the campfire and telling stories, making s'mores, remember?
Oh, the thought of a time when I could eat carbs without self-flagellation was too easy to romanticize.
How are we supposed to put together this tent before it gets dark? And what about a fire?
Well, I've been camping recently. Okay, well, it was like 5 years ago, and Tom was there to do the heavy lifting. But we're not at sea.
No, we're up a creek, without a Tom or anyone to do the heavy lifting.
Blair, that is so unlike you. I thought you read Lean In.
We can do this, girls. Just follow my lead, Blair. You and Celeste go find some sticks and pine needles for a fire. Holly and I will start pitching the tent.
That's the spirit. We'll be having s'mores around the campfire before you know it.
Okay, we're back. Do you think this is enough to...
The tent's a little lopsided.
Is it?
Oh, it can't be. We used everything that was in the bag.
Take a step this way, you'll see.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, shoot! We must be missing a piece. But, you know what? I think it'll be fine. It might be crooked, but it'll do the trick.
So, does anyone know how to start a fire? I'm getting hungry after all this grunt work.
I can get behind that. I hope it's something that will pair with this bottle of Merlot I brought.
Really, Blair?
What? We may be camping like Girl Scouts, but I'm going to drink like an adult. This is a vacation, right?
Well, we'll be having knights in shining armor for dinner tonight.
Really? Whenever we used to make those, the vegetables were all half raw and the hamburger meat would dry out.
Well, we did get Pat LaFrieda beef.
Now we're talking. All right, who's getting this campfire going? Spoiler alert, it's not me.
Stand aside, Troop Beverly Hills. I had to Google it to remember the steps, but I've totally got this.
Blair, help me bring over the sticks and kindling we found.
Okay, right behind you.
What is it?
Oh my God, you scared us. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Blair, Celeste, are you okay?
We're fine. It's just the park ranger.
Sorry, folks. Permission to approach camp? Sorry to have spooked you, ladies.
Oh, I could have sworn you were a huge bear about to attack.
Well, again, sorry to have caused alarm. I'm just doing my rounds.
Just in time, too. We're about to build a fire and could probably use some supervision.
Speak for yourself. Ranger,
Wes. Ranger Wes.
Ranger Wes. You know, we've got it under control. We don't want to keep you from your rounds.
Well, actually, I'm afraid you can't start any sort of fire out here. There's a big drought in the area, and this, well, this whole forest is basically a huge pile of kindling right now.
What are we supposed to do for dinner? We have raw hamburger meat sitting in a cooler.
Are you four out here all by yourselves? Oh, so brave of you.
Well, we all used to be in Girl Scouts together. We know how to camp, don't we, ladies?
Yeah. We actually still get together once a year to practice our hatchet throwing and Swiss Army knife skills.
Well, that's cute. If you're hungry, there's a 7-Eleven about 6 miles from here. I can draw you a map. They have pretty good hot dogs.
No, that's okay. We'll be fine.
Thanks for stopping by.
Sure. Oh, also, make sure your cooler's packed away tightly in your car and that you don't leave any food out. We've had quite a few raccoons or bears or something roaming about and just making quite a mess at the campsites these past few weeks.
All right, thanks for the tip.
Well, have a good night. If you need anything, my cabin's at the entrance of the camp.
Well, this is just great.
Yeah, what are we going to do for dinner? And no s'mores? What a waste.
Well, I made a huge thing of trail mix. It has all sorts of dried fruit and nuts and...
That ranger sure was full of himself. Do we look like we'd eat dinner from a 7-Eleven?
Is that what all that talk about hatchet throwing was about? What are you going to do, corkscrew wilderness attackers to death with your Swiss Army knife?
I didn't want him to think we're a bunch of city slickers who don't know what to do out in the woods.
Hello? That's exactly what we are. It's probably for the best we're not allowed to start a fire. I highly doubt we would have been able to get one going anyway.
So, what should we do? I brought a flashlight. We could still sit under the stars and tell scary stories.
Do you think there really have been bears coming up to people's campsites out here? Maybe we should get a hotel or something.
Listen, we already have the tent set up, and look at the sky. It looks like it's going to be a full moon tonight. We may be high maintenance, but we're not quitters.
I really think we should stay, too. Come on, we still have the ingredients for s'mores. We just won't have the charred marshmallows, which I always just end up burning too much anyway.
I have been dreaming about s'mores, and I brought Ghirardelli chocolate to jazz things up. I think I can rough it, but guys, no one's worried about the bears.
We'll be fine. Just one night, and then we can leave tomorrow if we can't cut it.
I swear to God, Holly, if I get mauled by a bear, there will be hell to pay.
If we're staying, I'm blowing up my air mattress.
Isn't that going to take a while?
No, I have this little pump that plugs into the car's cigarette lighter. It'll be finished in no time.
Okay, well, we should try to see what we have aside from marshmallows and trail mix to eat tonight.
Go right ahead. I'll be set with my chocolate and wine. Holly, could you toss me the keys?
Sure. Here.
Thanks.
Do you need any help, Blair?
No, just reading the instructions. I think all I need to do is plug it into the lighter socket, then flip this switch.
Hey, looks like you're in business.
There's something, an animal? I don't know. I heard growling.
You're probably just having a bad dream.
You heard that, right?
Shh. Yeah, I did.
Did we leave any food out there?
I don't think so. We packed everything up before turning in.
Oh my God, Kim, get your flashlight.
What on earth? What's going on?
Blair, stay where you are.
Shh, be quiet. Listen.
I don't hear anything. It's trying to get in here.
Celeste, honey, you gotta get up. Wake up right now.
But it's Saturday. Just 5 more minutes, okay?
Okay. It's behind the tent, I think. We need to make a run for the car.
I can't move.
You have to. Celeste, get up, sweetie.
What's going on? It's still in the middle of the night.
Okay, we have to run. The tent's falling down. Run! Get out!
Celeste!
She's fine.
I'm here.
What is that?
Lock the doors. Lock the doors.
Oh, good Lord. Can any of you see what that is? Is it a bear?
That thing was trying to get into the tent.
Look. Look, it's coming this way.
Oh, God, is it on its hind legs?
I don't think that's a bear. What is that?
Oh, I don't think we should stick around to find out.
It's huge.
Kim, do you have the car keys?
Yeah, I have them. Okay, let's go.
What's wrong with the car?
Is the battery dead?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. My air pump is still plugged into the cigarette lighter, but I turned off the car. I swear to God.
You must have drained the battery.
What are we going to do?
Okay. Just shh. Be quiet. Don't move.
It's trying to get into the car.
It looks like a...
It's on the hood of the car.
I can't look.
Werewolves hunt people, right?
This is ridiculous. We're fine. We're in the car. We're fine. We are safe.
Oh, it's okay. It just tore off the side mirror.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're going to die out here in the woods.
It's going. It's climbing off the car.
That's right. Go away. Back into the woods.
Where did it go?
I think it's gone.
No. Wait, where did it go? I don't see it anywhere.
We can't help her by ourselves.
To the back.
Okay.
He's gotta be home. His car is in the driveway.
Ranger Wes! Kim, give me your flashlight.
Here. Hey, is his back door open?
The screen
It looks like it, but...
Screen is torn.
Ranger Wes, are you home?
Look. On the ground there. His ranger shirt.
Do you think?
And now this word from one of our sponsors.
You want to see the world, but don't want to break the bank.
You can.
Book yourself a Chinchilla cruise and family vacation today. I'm Steve Chinch.
And I'm Heather Chilla. We know our business. Chinchilla cruises and family vacations have been taking families like yours for rides all over the world for generations.
Listen to some of our happy customers.
When we docked in Spain, I could totally see the Eiffel Tower and the Sphinx.
I had no idea it was possible to see all the wonders of the Louvre in under 10 minutes. Ah! Oh, hurry up, kids. We're going to miss the boat.
We pack in a lifetime's worth of adventure in 3 days.
And memories you'll never forget.
We got it all covered. Food.
We have peas and carrots for dinner every night on the boat. Peas and carrots are my favorite. I love peas and carrots.
And those little brownies.
And embarrassingly comfortable accommodation.
Oh, I've never slept on a hammock with memory foam before.
Trust me, you're going to be saving money on your trips.
A lot of money.
From the tips of the Alps to Big Ben's little hand, you're going to see it all fast.
And affordable.
Book a Chinchilla cruise and family vacation today.
With packages starting at rates as low as $19.99 a night.
All inclusive.
Mention this commercial and we'll give you 6 minutes of unlimited Wi-Fi access.
On the boat.
You just can't
lose with a Chinchilla cruise and family vacation.
I hope everyone has their favorite beverage, adult or otherwise, in hand. Quick show of hands. Who ordered our signature cocktail, a particularly strong one? Oh, very nice.
I did.
I got two.
Let me get another sip, Court, please. Just one more. It's so good. I'll seriously do anything you ask.
Anything?
Okay, easy, gang. We still have a show to do.
You think we do this show sober?
If it's any consolation, Allie, I got a virgin, particularly strong one. You see, it's clear.
Yeah, all right, kids. Hey, did you know that the creator of this delicious but potent recipe is right here in our very midst? Hello, Emily. She's actually making a cocktail right now. Hello, Emily. Wave to the lovely audience.
Ah. Oh.
Yes, and wave to the lovely folks on the radio so they can see you. Yes, friends, Emily and her new company, Cordially Brooklyn, is focused on making small-batch organic syrups and shrubs for professionals and home bartenders alike, using only the finest local ingredients. Get all the info at cordiallybrooklyn.com and start drinking today. Jack Kerouac wrote, "Nothing behind me, everything ahead of me, as is ever so on the road." But what moves one to travel? What makes one yearn for something different than the comfort of their own familiar surroundings? Some surely travel for pleasure, others for enlightenment, and others still, like the main character in our next story, the quiet car. They might be motivated to hit the road, or in this case, the rails, for less noble reasons. Mees, it's Ms. Ms. Capital M-S, period. How many times do we have to go through this? Why can't you just get that? You're a woman, for crying out loud. I shouldn't have to explain this to you.
What exactly is problem, Mees?
Have you talked to her? Like I asked you to.
Yes, I tell her over and over. I don't know what to do anymore. Dog, he bark. You complain. I talk to her. The dog bark. I tell her again. You complain.
Wait, you didn't tell Mrs. Serrano that I'm the one making the complaint, did you? I specifically asked you not to do that.
I don't tell her, but I'm sure she knows that you... Who else complain?
Who else? That dog is always barking. I live two floors below her, and I can still hear the damn dog.
Nobody else complain. Not even next door neighbor to Mrs. Serrano. Just you, Miss.
There's a lot of other noisemakers I think you should know about as well. Well, there's the idiot in 3C who lets his sink run for at least 10 to 15 minutes every night at 7 o'clock. The sound of that drives me up the wall. Or the mouth breathers who drag their feet when they're walking down the hallway. Or the one I call the key rattler.
I am sorry this is bother to you, but I...
But the worst of all is that damn dog. All day, all night, I hear him bark and moan and whine. What an awful animal. I'm absolutely beside myself. I can't sleep at night. I work from home, you know. I can't concentrate. I
try everything, miss. I don't know what else to do.
Really?
Oh, please. Don't look at that me that way, miss feels.
What way? Never mind. You know, I remember when this building used to be a nice place to live. This was a quiet street, a quiet neighborhood, a quiet building. Oh, never mind. Thanks. Stop. Stop. You're killing me! Oh, I'm losing my mind. I can't. Oh, shut up! All day, all night. I've tried everything. It's him or me. And I'm not moving. No, sir.
Jodini's barking. He's so bad. I'm so sorry.
Oh. No worries. No worries at all. He's a cute fella, isn't he? A little loud sometimes, but I don't mind so much. Actually, the reason I'm stopping by is because I wanted to find out if you still sell those Tupperware products.
Yes, I do. Did you get my invite to the last Tupperware party? I slid a flyer under your door. I hope you didn't mind.
Not at all. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the Tupperware party that night. That's why I wanted to follow up with you. See if there's any good deals. I'm actually in need of some good Tupperware in my kitchen.
Oh, I'm afraid you missed out on some of my best deals at the last party. But let me see. Maybe there's something a little special I can do for you. Come in. Jody, I swear, stop. We're doing some business here. You better not wake the baby from his nap. Shut up. Go sit in your corner. Thank you. Come in.
Very nice apartment you have, Mrs. Serrano.
Please, it's Margie.
I love these lime green throw pillows.
Got them at Target. Would you believe it? I think they really complement the leopard print, wouldn't you say?
For sure. Do you have some product samples I can peruse?
Oh, yes, I do. Before I get them, I have a question I've always wanted to ask you. You know, we've been neighbors a long time, but this is the first time you've ever been in my home, and I've wondered this about you a long time. Can I ask you something personal?
What is it, Margie?
Have you ever...
Yes?
Have you ever thought of perhaps hosting a Tupperware party in your own home? It's such a great company, and the parties are such fun. You should really think about it.
I'll give it some thought. In the meantime, can I perhaps see some samples? I'm looking for something microwave safe. I believe I saw an 8-piece Benton Serve set in the catalog.
Oh, yes! Aren't you in luck? Give me a moment. I'll be right back.
Well, take your time. If you don't mind, I'm just snooping around your living room a little bit.
Sure, take it all in.
Loving these photos of your son. How old is he?
3. That's my little man. Him and Jody are my world. Jody, what did I tell you? Miss Fields?
Oh, I was just noticing Jody's dog dish. Is that also a Tupperware product?
Why, yes, it is. Only the best for my Jody. Here's the Benton Serve set. Now, let me tell you why you made such an excellent choice. This is an awesome product.
I'll take it.
I also have the same set with the red tops, if you prefer.
This one is fine. Do you take cash?
Well, don't you want me to show you what...
This is exactly what I want, and I do have to get going.
Tell you what. Since you've been so amazing, I'm gonna throw in this, ta-da, ladle.
Thanks, Margie, very kind. But I really must be going.
Jody.
But it shouldn't be much longer. I can get used to almost all the other noises once you're gone. I think I put enough cyanide in your stupid Tupperware dog dish. Mrs. Klovik, what's going on? Well, why are all these police here?
So horrible. First dog.
What are you talking about, Mrs. Klovik?
First, they find Mrs. Serrano's dog dead.
Excuse me, miss.
Are you a police officer?
I'm Detective Otts, miss.
I prefer Ms. Detective.
Okay, Ms. Do you live in the building?
Yes.
Which unit?
Well, what's going on here? The police are all here because a dog died?
Dog was poisoned. And so was her little boy.
What's your name, Ms.?
Flora. Flora Fields.
Did you know your neighbor, Margaret Serrano?
Is that true? Is her little boy dead?
A small dog and a 3-year-old boy were found dead in Mrs. Serrano's apartment. That's all I can tell you at this time.
It was poison. Dog ate food, and she catches boy eating dog's food, too. And then they die one after another. He does this sometimes, she says. That's what Mrs. Serrano screams when they take her away.
To take her away?
We're going to be asking questions of the people in the building, Ms. Fields, just so you know.
But what if, I actually have A wedding to get to. I need to leave tonight.
Oh, really? Where's the wedding?
Boston.
When do you need to leave?
In the next 2 hours, I suppose.
So this wedding, is it tomorrow or tonight?
Tomorrow. But I have to catch a train tonight.
If you don't mind, I just need a few moments of your time. You should be able to make your wedding.
I have to get out of here. Quickly. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What if they figure it out?
Come with me for a second, please.
I gotta get out. I still have a little bit of cyanide. Oh, my God. Left in my purse. Oh, my God. What if they... Oh, I know. I'm going to crack. What have I done? I never meant this to...
Hang on! Get a load of this!
You have to excuse me, Miss Fields.
This is your chance, Flora. Slip away. Slip away now. Slip away. Here's your chance. Here I am. What am I doing? I just grabbed the first train leaving town with nothing but the clothes on my back. I just have to keep moving. Maybe change my name? Start a new life? Create a new identity? Sort of what I always wanted to do anyway. I never liked Flora Fields that much to begin with. She was never a happy girl. I was never happy. But how can I be happy now? Knowing what I've done, what I'm responsible for? I am not a murderer. It was an accident. Yes, I killed an animal, but that's different. It's a different story. I would never willingly kill a...
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Just because you have a Harvard education doesn't make you any less of a...
Yes, you said it, not me.
Sir... A loser is a loser is a loser. Simple math. 0 + 0, 0 × 0, 0 / 0 equals the same thing, 0.
Zero, sir.
Excuse me. What's the problem?
You can't talk on your cell phone here. This is the quiet car. Didn't you read the sign when you entered?
Quiet car? I never heard of such a thing. You mean everyone in this car has to sit in total silence?
Yes, that is the rule in this car. You can talk on your phone elsewhere on this train, but while you're here, please show some respect and courtesy for the riders in this car. Thank you.
Gee, I'm sorry, guy. I didn't know.
Now you do. So please.
The quiet car. Oh, that's what I need. I need to think. Think this whole thing out. Quiet. Delicious. Quiet. Peace. Oh, I could live here forever. Just the gentle rolling of the wheels on the train tracks. But it can't last. I know that. Enjoy the silence while you can.
Excuse me. Ahem.
What? What is it this time?
You're typing.
We're typing!
When you type on your laptop like that, it disturbs the other passengers in the car. Passengers like me and my friends over here, please respect our rules and wishes.
What, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Okay. I've had enough. This is ridiculous. Don't worry, everybody. I'll see you later. I'm going. Okay.
Great. Good riddance. What adult. Finally, some people who really get it. Why can't every place in life be like the quiet car? That's it. I'm riding the quiet car. Well, all the way to the end of this line. This seat is particularly comfortable. I'm going to recline a bit. Try to catch my breath a bit. close my eyes for a bit. Try to sleep a little. Oh, I need sleep. Oh, I can't sleep. I can't stop thinking about it. What I've done. I can't believe I had that in me. I'm a defenseless animal. What's wrong with me? What would Mom have said about this? I can't bear to think of it. The way she would be looking at me now. And Daddy, with his hard eyes. The same hard eyes he had for me, no matter what I gotta keep myself together. Maybe I should turn myself in. Well, what's the worst they could do to me? The worst they could do? Would this be considered manslaughter? Second degree murder. Oh, I wish I knew a lawyer. I wish I was a lawyer. If convicted of manslaughter, how many years would I get? But I didn't mean to do it. I bet I'd get 10, 15 years. Maybe just a few years, a few months even, reduce my sentence for good behavior. I can't go to prison. I can't go to prison.
What's all this? You're screaming.
Who said that?
Miss, you'll need to keep it down.
We can all hear you, you know.
But I haven't opened my lips. Why are you all looking at me like that?
It's okay to think in the quiet car.
We're all entitled to our thoughts.
Perhaps you could just try to think more.
Quietly.
Your lips are not moving either, but I can hear you.
Oh, I'd like to say it's none of my business, but you're carrying on an awful lot about manslaughter and sentences and...
Maybe she's just an actress trying to memorize a monologue?
No, I doubt that. I doubt she's that good of an actress. This sounds like...
Look at that. Oh, who's that fellow who just entered the other end of the car?
I bet any amount of money that's one of those...
Detective Otts. Oh my God, it's him. How did he find me?
Detective?
That's what I was going to say. Looks like a plainclothes guy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
He definitely has his eye on you.
When I put the poison in the dog's bowl, I think I touched the bowl. Oh, my fingerprints. He must have...
He's coming closer.
There's still some cyanide in my purse. Just enough to...
Your detective is getting closer.
I didn't mean to kill the little boy.
You killed a little boy?
You killed a child. Really?
I can't go to prison.
You're the scum of the earth.
What would Mom say?
You monster.
Daddy, please don't look at me like that.
He's coming for you then. Good.
I have the rest of the cyanide on the tip of my pinky finger. I can't go to prison.
Do it.
Do it.
I can't go to...
Do it.
Do it if you must.
Just do it.
Quietly.
Fact. Amtrak introduced its quiet car service about 15 years ago. An actual quote from its official website. Over the years, the quiet car has established a cult-like following amongst our frequent riders, even garnering love notes praising the quiet car as the most civilized way to travel. What many don't know is that the quiet car was actually an idea brought to us by our great customers. In an interview with Fortune magazine, our chief marketing officer, Matt Hardison, explained, in early 2000, a group of regular commuters on the Philadelphia to Washington leg of Train 151, an early morning Northeast Corridor train that travels southbound from Boston to Washington, had become fed up with obnoxious cell phone chatter. They pleaded with their conductor until he decided to informally set aside a single car as a noise-free zone. It caught fire, and soon Amtrak expanded the quiet zone to several trains. Goes to show that sometimes if you get loud enough, you might find some quiet. And while we're on this thread, here to perform Johnny Cash's classic, Train of Love, are our special musical guests, Little Embers. Please give them a big hand.
Black wheels humming, people waiting at the station, happy hearts are drumming. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Everybody woman, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby, my mind's coming home. I'll stop your whistle blowing, 'cause I got ways to bringing other people's love, my own keeps on going. Dream of love's deceiving, she's not gone, she's leaving. Every so often, everybody's a baby gets the years to roam. Everybody, baby, my mind's coming home. Standing waiting here and there and everywhere, they're gonna be embracing. Dream man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Every so often, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody, baby, my mind's coming home. Dream of love's leaving, leaving my heart. Early or late, I sit and wait, 'cause I'm still believing. Walk away together, though I may wait forever. Every so often, everybody, baby, can see it's a wrong. And everybody, baby, my mind, coming home.
Another hand for Little Embers. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Ali Silva in The Burden of Travel.
All right, everybody, put your belongings in the trays. Everything, keys, coins, wallets.
Okay, you must remove all laptops from bags and put them in a separate tray.
What a drag. This line's moving slower than molasses. They're not going to let us board, I just know it. We're going to miss the flight.
We'll be all right, James.
Allie, take off your jewelry, didn't you hear?
Never! And why should I?
What is wrong with you? Didn't you hear?
Miss, you'll have to take off that... Oh. Oh, wait. Oh, that's not... Tom! Tom! Come here immediately, please!
Whoa! It's Miss Ali Silva, Fireside Mystery Theater! And that other guy from the show with the deep voice! That's not what I... That's not what I think it is.
Fifth and Maiden handcrafted jewelry?
Why, yes. Yes, it is. How did you know?
How could I not know?
Oh, look at you. You look so precious in your Fifth and Maiden creations.
I love your jewelry, Miss Silva. Your acting's pretty good, too.
Thanks.
Oh, how can I get jewelry like yours, Miss Silva? There has to be a way.
Oh, well, it's easy. Tell him, James.
We're gonna miss our flight. Come on.
Just recite the ad copy already.
Fifth and Maiden offers wholesale organic luxury jewelry and housewares that blend clean lines...
With a bit of shimmer.
With a bit of shimmer. I swear to God, I'm gonna kill you.
Go on.
Made with exquisite natural finds directly from the stunning California coastline, all Fifth and Maiden pieces are handcrafted in their San Diego studio. To learn more, just go to their website, fifthandmaiden.storeenvy.com. Fifth and Maiden are the official jewelers of Fireside Mystery Theater.
The last stop on tonight's tour of terror is a strange detour into darkness we call Follow the Plot.
Damn it! We can't take another slow day like yesterday.
It'll pick up.
It better. Another week like last week and...
You keep saying that.
It's true. The debts are racking up, babe.
I can't tell when you're being dramatic, Costa.
One stinking customer. That guy over there is the only person we've had all morning.
At least he bought something, had a big breakfast.
But now he's just sitting there, taking up space.
From who?
Don't get wise with me, all right?
I'm gonna go see if he wants more coffee.
Oh, he's not a bad-looking guy, is he?
Well, not bad for 10 a.m., I guess.
Oh, so you think he's handsome, unlike me?
God gave you a good amount of handsome, hun.
A good amount? But not as much as him, right?
I'm gonna go see if he wants more coffee. You need to switch to decaf.
Yeah, you do that.
Want some more coffee, sir?
Sure. I'd like that. Thanks.
Sure thing. You've been here a while. There's no place you need to be, I guess.
Nah.
Vacation, huh?
Sort of. I'm definitely freed up.
Pardon me, lingering like this? It's just that it's so quiet here today. Just me and my boyfriend here today, and you.
Your boyfriend?
He's Costa. The same name you see slapped on the sign over the joint, it's his. For now, at least. Can't take any more days like this, though.
Well, why don't you just take off, then?
Excuse me?
Well, you don't look too happy here. You know, I was unhappy for many years, and then suddenly I decided what I wanted most out of life.
You think I should just leave? It's that simple?
I have a new life now. I was chained like an inmate to my old one. But you know what I did?
What?
Come closer. It was so easy.
What did you do?
I gave myself permission.
What?
Hey! Come on! Enough already!
Hey,
don't you shove her like that!
What did you say to me?
What gives you the right to handle a woman like that?
What gives me the right? This is my place, partner! Okay, that's what gives me the right.
Oh, big man, huh?
What's that?
Oh, it's your place. I get it. Why don't you try shoving me out of it?
Oh, no. That's all right. I think I'm just gonna... You punk!
Stop it!
You like sucker punching, huh? All right! Huh? You wanna sneak up on me, huh? You wanna sneak up?
Don't kick him like that!
Okay. All right. Now's your chance.
Chance?
To give yourself permission. Come with me.
I don't even know you.
We saw it right away when we looked in each other's eyes. You know we did. You just stay there!
This is crazy! I don't even know you!
You see that car in the lot?
The red Mustang?
That's mine. GT350. Come with me. I can tell you where I'm heading. All I can tell you is it sure as hell better than here.
But what if...
You're welcome to stay here and wait for him to come too. You really want that? You may never get another chance like this again. That's what I thought. You coming?
I kind of want to, but I shouldn't.
Fine by me. See ya.
Costa, what are you doing?
Oh, you want to try and...
Put that gun down!
Come on, before it kills both of us!
Oh, God!
You are.
What's your name, by the way?
Call me Red. That's my new name, anyways.
New name?
Can't a fella have a new name? What's yours?
Mimi.
Mimi. I've always liked that name. Very sexy.
Why do you have a new name? Are you wanted by the police or something?
Nah. I just changed my name and everything else about my old life. I wasn't happy, so I decided to do something about it.
So you're happy now?
Oh, I got a full tank of happy. And I'm gonna drive till that tank runs out.
Where are we going?
I'll let you know when I get there.
What makes you think I want to go with you?
I have no problem leaving you anywhere you'd like. No obligation to stick with me. But... come here. I'd like you to.
Where are you from?
I come from right now. The present.
Okay, Mr. Right Now. I have to admit that I'm starting to get... Oh, no!
What?
Behind us, it's Costa!
Oh, for crying out
He's
loud.
He's speeding up!
He can't outrun this car.
Closer! Oh, but little by little, oh my God, what have I done?
Take it easy now.
Well, he's getting closer.
Don't worry, I'm not afraid of that meatball.
He's gaining. What are you doing? Okay, careful, the median.
He didn't expect me to do that.
Oh my God.
We're going the opposite direction now. I can lose him.
For now, maybe.
We'll lose him for sure when we go up into these mountain roads.
What are you doing?
I want to get off the road for a while. Let's duck into this wooded area. It'll make it harder for him to track us.
There's nothing here for miles.
That's the point. Why don't we leave the car here a while and just walk around a bit?
Oh, where are we?
I have no idea, but it sure is beautiful. You smell that?
Yeah, that's a nice smell.
Atlas Cedars. I'd know that smell anywhere.
I've seen Costa mad and crazy before, but never like this. He shot at us, tried to...
Look at this. Look, there's a little clearing up here. Come on, let's take a look.
Huh. This is where you take me to be killed, right, Red?
Wow.
It's a little old, neglected graveyard. Oh.
Interesting.
It's kind of adorable. The stones are so tiny.
How old is this place?
Oh, it must be totally forgotten. I don't see any signs anywhere.
It's a little hard to read, but look at some of these dates.
Oh, 1801 to 1815. Oh, so young.
Did you notice?
What?
How quiet it just got here. I could hear the birds singing a moment ago. Now I don't hear a thing.
I just got a little chill right now.
Look! What's this?
Maybe you should put that back where you found it.
It's an old coin. Just resting here on top of this old headstone. What a strange-looking little coin. How is it still here after all these years?
I've heard of putting pennies on dead people's eyes in the old days. Maybe something along those lines?
Nah, that doesn't make sense.
I don't like how quiet it is here.
Look at this inscription. In memory of Samuel Catlin, who died January 20th, 1929. Aged 75, 2 months, 2 days. Now I lie buried in the dust. My flesh shall be thy care. I trust these moldering limbs with thee to raise them strong and fair. And below that, marked by the hand.
And this one, Captain Eleazar Goodman, who died December 15th, 1829, aged 41 years. 'Tis but a few days amount, and all beyond that short account is toil and pain. Oh, and it also says the same thing below that, marked by the hand.
Catherine Crandall, age 6, a bud on the earth, a bloom in heaven, marked by the hand.
Do they all say marked by the hand at the bottom like that?
Well, it appears that they do.
Johanna French died April 21st, 1829. Man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, marked by the hand. Red, all the stones in this little graveyard, they all say that. What does it mean?
It's a bit strange, but it can be explained. Some weirdo came in here at one time and defaced those stones with that marked by the hand nonsense.
Please, let's go. I'm sure you're right, but I'm getting a really bad feeling here.
Sure. Why not? I haven't seen anything on this road for miles.
Yeah, I need to have something to eat soon.
Soon? Whoa! Hey, look at that!
Oh, you're not gonna pull in there, are you?
I love these old roadside junk teak stores.
Red, I'm really hungry.
Let's stop in. We'll just have a look around. Besides, they can tell us the nearest spot where we can grab some food.
Is another 20 miles down Route 8. Well, there's that.
20 miles?
You consider that food, Ma? Ha!
Lumpy ain't all that bad. Just stick with the burger. Don't order the chow mein, whatever you do.
It's the closest place. Well, there's an Arby's on the main highway, another, 30 miles, maybe.
That's right.
You don't get many visitors out here, do you?
Well, we get enough to get by.
People find us.
My disability pays the rent here for the most part. Ma and Pa here need something to do.
You don't need to tell these folks our business, Jenny.
Ah, so you're the Spancels on the sign outside.
That would be us.
You really have some interesting stuff here.
Some very old stuff, some not so old stuff. People seem to like it, though. People buy it.
We do quite well at the Archery County Antiques Fair every summer. We have some wonderful pieces.
This room, as you can see, is mostly furniture. Down that way, we have more stuff, like farm tools, old car parts. Over there, old advertising signs.
Good prices. Fair prices.
We can negotiate, within reason, of course.
Well, I love these old swords. Under the glass here.
Civil War officer. That was his. Union officer.
You know what? I'm just curious. You're antique dealers. Maybe you can tell me something about this.
That old coin from the graveyard, you took that?
What graveyard?
Let me see that, if you don't mind. Take a look at this, Ma.
What graveyard did you find that?
Well, I'll be.
We just stumbled on it in a clearing off the road about 10 miles back.
Quills Point Cemetery.
You found Quills Point.
Sounds like it.
Mm. Oh, it's a little old, lonely place. Most graveyards are, I suppose.
You found this at Quills Point?
Yeah.
You realize that this is a pretty rare coin, right?
No, I didn't.
They'll give you $300 for it. Cash.
Really?
And maybe it wasn't Quills Point.
All the stones said, let me guess, marked by the hand on them, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. Cash is all right.
What's better than cash?
Why do all those stones say marked by the hand?
Oh, I don't know.
What's the story with that place?
No one knows for sure.
It was a little hamlet, they say. Quills Point. Over a period of time, the whole populace of the town just...
faded. There's no town there now.
Not for many, many years.
Well, this coin must be worth even more, huh?
Why? I don't think we're going to sell this coin, sir.
I think we're going to hold on to it for a while.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess we'll be going. Glad we could do business.
Thanks for saving me the trouble.
Trouble?
I
don't follow.
The trouble of having to go to the graveyard at Quills Point to find this coin.
Today has been your lucky day, young man.
Go on and grab that burger at Lumpy's. Your gal looks pretty hungry there.
Thanks.
Red! Red, those old folks said that the restaurant is the other way. Where are you going now?
What do you think? Back to Quills Point Cemetery.
What? Red, I'm starving.
I know there's more of those coins back there. I'm sure of it.
Red! I didn't want to say it out loud, but I hate this place, Red.
Come on, we'll be in and out. Let's see if we can find any... Holy!
Oh my God, there's coins on top of each gravestone. That definitely wasn't like that before.
Weird. What? Oh. Mimi, what is it?
Look! Those definitely weren't there before!
Two plots. Two holes. Freshly dug. Did you do that? Costa!
Surprise!
Keep your hands where I can see him.
So you're gonna kill us and bury us here?
It's amazing how that worked out, right? I kill you two and bury you in this forgotten graveyard. I wish I could take credit for this plan, but I guess it's Lady Luck was smiling on me.
Costa, sweetheart, let me just...
Shut up! Okay, Costa. You win. Take your girl back and let me go. And let's forget this. Nothing happened between us. Not even a kiss.
Red!
Jet! You made me look real small today, okay? In front of my woman. My business is finished. I have debts I'll never get rid of. My life is over. And so is yours.
Costa!
I didn't want to do it, Mimi. I had no choice.
Costa!
Hurry, let's push him in one of those plots and fill it in. And get out of here.
Costa!
Mimi, snap out of it. We have to move. Look, he was gonna kill us. It was self-defense.
I don't...
All right,
I can't.
I'll get him buried. You collect those coins from the gravestones. Move! I said move!
No.
Did you hear me? Now get those coins.
Marked by the hand.
Didn't mean to hit you like that. Emotions were running high, and I hate myself for...
Please drop me off at the next service station, please.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Don't worry, I'm not gonna tell anyone.
Well, we have a lot of money here, and we can go anywhere we want now. When we cash in the coins, that is. I think
that's all right.
Damn it. Rain. Take a little time to think about it. Let's just listen to something to calm us down in the meantime.
Hello, travelers. I'm the Moonlight Rider with another story from the back roads. From my mouth to your ears. Are you listening? Good.
Can you put something else on, please?
Tonight, I bring you a story of a sleepy village. A sleepy village hidden deep in the hills that met its end when one by one they hawked their souls for a scrap of gold and were thus marked by the hand. The same decrepit hand that is making its way at the back of your seats right now. Inching closer and closer, ready to take you in its frozen grip and...
Go!
That was Little Embers performing their transcendent tune, Wanderlust. Give them another hand, please. Before we part, indulge me in the following bit of verse. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trod in black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. And that concludes tonight's program. We do hope you have enjoyed it. Let's have a huge hand for our wonderfully amazing cast. Mr. James Reeser. Ms. Courtney Gillian-Cholovich. Mr. Michael Pate. Mr. Eric Davey Gislison. Mr. Bill Heidrich. Ms. Rebecca Kopeck. Ms. Kate Baglione. Well, and do wish that lovely lady a happy birthday. She'll be accepting birthday cocktails at the bar. Our otherworldly musical score was improvised and performed by this magnificent Mr. Steve Blanco. Let's hear it again for our special musical guests, Little Embers. Our theme is by BAFTA award-winning composer, Mr. Jason Graves. Yes, indeed. Find up more information about Jason, including links to his Twitters and Facebooks at jasongraves.com. Our production sound designer is the unbeatable Mr. Gregory Russ. I told you, unbeatable. Special thanks to the amazing and most warm, welcoming, and hospitable staff here at the Slipper Room. Mr. Johnny Goddard, Miss Emily McEwen, and our lovely man Miles at the door. Our show was written by Mr. Sylvan Sandovar and Mrs. Rebecca Graves. It was produced by myself, Mr. Daniel Graves, Mrs. Rebecca Graves, and Mr. Gustavo Rodriguez. We return to the Slipper Room Sunday, 25th of October at 7 p.m., just in time for Halloween, with our latest episode, Something's Moving, Tales of Automatons. Also sharing the bill with us that evening, El Chico Blanco presents the music of David Lynch's Twin Peaks. Tickets are on sale now at slipperoom.com. For all things Fireside, including links to our celebrated podcast and show listings and lots of other fun stuff, simply go to firesidemysterytheater.com. You can listen to us for free on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and our newest partner, Audioboom. Follow our adventures on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. Also, coming very soon, our very first adventure into crowdfunding with Rocket Hub and Ovation TV's creative studio, where crowdfunding meets TV. Help Fireside to fan the flames, won't you? Well, this is your very own Ali Silva. I'm reminding you that while we may have come to the end of the road this evening, our journey into darkness has only just begun. Take that shortcut home if you must, but follow that guiding light to safety, and be sure to mind the shadows.
For listening to Fireside Mystery Theater. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and please rate and review us on iTunes. For live show dates, please visit our website at firesidemysterytheater.com. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, be sure to mind the shadows.